Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
And now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Michael Best discuss the latest developments in Arkansas's efforts to execute a number of death row inmates after the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the execution of Liddell Lee before life-ending drugs expire at the end of April. They speak with Robert Dunham, Executive Director of the Death Penalty Information Center.
Robert, let's start with what the Supreme Court did last night. What did they rule that allowed this execution to proceed?
Well, they didn't rule on anything of substance, but what they said was that the executions could go forward. They declined to review the prisoner's challenge to Arkansas's lethal injection protocol, which is the three-drug challenge. They declined to review their challenge to the clemency process, and they declined to review the challenge to the execution schedule, all the executions in a very short period of time. They will still be conferencing a motion that was filed by all of the prisoners challenging the entire execution process. So we'll have to see what the court rules on that. What they essentially did was they refused to intervene, and they allowed the execution to go forward, and that was the 5-4 vote.
And it was along party lines. Tell us what Justice Breyer said.
The bottom line was he thought that the execution schedule was based on the expiration date of the drug midazolam, and he said, I've long been concerned about the arbitrariness of capital punishment. It doesn't seem to be much more arbitrary than this. If you are basing when someone gets executed on when an execution drug expires.
Well, Robert, he was joined, I think, by the three other more liberal justices in sort of dissenting. Doesn't that mean that there are going to be four votes to review something here from Arkansas?
Well, it's hard to say. You would think that there are four justices who are interested in that. But when you look closely at the stays, there are four who would vote to grant a stay. On some of the other issues, there were three and not four. But when you look at it, several of the justices said that they would grant a stay in order to grant review, and two of them just said that they would grant a stay. So we don't know for certain that they would have said, let's hear the case.
That's Robert Dunham, Executive Director for the Death Penalty Information Center, speaking with Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, more problems are surfacing for Fox News. Seven black employees plan to join a racial discrimination suit filed last month by two colleagues. That's according to New York Magazine. The original lawsuit claimed that the network's longtime comptroller subjected members of Fox's payroll staff to racial insults for years. She was fired in February.
There's a report that Israel will not extradite a bombing hoax suspect to the United States. Israel's Channel 2 says the government has rejected a U.S. Justice Department request. The Israeli-American teenager is accused of making threatening phone calls to a number of Jewish institutions in the U.S.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.